Now here, an average of 250 women are diagnosed with cervical cancer each year. 80 women die from it annually. We currently have one of the highest rates of cervical cancer in Western Europe, but figures from the HSE suggest that number is falling since the introduction of the HPV vaccine. Well, for more on this, I'm joined from Talla Hospital by our reporter, Ethna Dodd. Ethna, you've been looking at both the take-up and awareness campaigns that continue around this vaccine.
Yes, I have, and thank you, Karen. So the HPV, the virus group that is estimated to cause as much as 1 in 20 of all cancers in the world, could be eradicated here in Ireland by 2040. That's if we get the vaccination rate to 90% of the population. Boys and girls in their first year of secondary school are now both offered the HPV vaccine for free. And I'm here today in Talla University Hospital, where the main foyer has stands up to mark the day and to provide the public and medical professionals with the information they need to eradicate this form of cancer. Earlier here, I spoke with Amy Nolan. She's the Director of Clinical Affairs with the Irish Cancer Society, and she explained what cancers are caused by HPV.
There are about 450 people diagnosed every year with a HPV-related cancer. Those cancers include cervical cancer, vulval cancer, vaginal cancer, also head and neck cancer, penile cancer, and anal cancer.
And we have a plan to eradicate this form of cancer, this virus group that causes these cancers, by 2040. How close are we to that?
We're very lucky that we have this implementation plan that's been developed by the HSE to eliminate cervical cancer, particularly by 2040. We do have a way to go. We are working behind the UK and Australia, who will probably lead the way, but Ireland is very close. And in comparison to other European countries, we are doing very well. In the likes of Romania and Bulgaria, the uptake of the vaccine is only at about 7%. And 3%, whereas in Ireland, our uptake for girls is at 80% and for boys it's at 76%. But we want to be higher.
And that was Amy Nolan speaking there. And Ethna, we know that around 250 people get cervical cancer here every year, and you have been speaking to a survivor.
Yes, so the most common form of cancer caused by HPV is cervical cancer. So I've been speaking to Lynn Fenton. She's a 52-year-old mother of two from Killorgan in County Kerry. Like many others, including Laura Brennan and Vicky Phelan, despite having attended regular smear tests, her cancer could have been prevented. Now, as a cervical cancer survivor, she works as a patient advocate to raise awareness of cervical cancer and the benefits of the HPV vaccine.
I didn't want anyone to ever go through this again. I didn't want any other woman to have the rug pulled out from under them. I'm also a member of the 2-to-1 plus group, and I'm a patient advocate for them as well. We've always been advocates for the HPV vaccine. You know, it's a great thing in that we would love to see cervical cancer eliminated in Ireland, and we're on track to eliminate it for 2040. But elimination will be that there will be 4 in 100,000 cases of cervical cancer, which will eliminate it essentially from Ireland. For future generations, I want to make a difference. You'd often kind of say, like when we were younger, oh my gosh, wouldn't it be fantastic to have a cure for cancer? This is one of them. This is our chance at a cure for cancer. Why would anyone not want to be involved in that? And to be involved in that, you get vaccinated, you vaccinate your young people, and you have your screening and you look out for any changes. It's as simple as that.
So I'm here now with Sinead Cleary. She's Advanced Nurse Practitioner in Women's Health at Talla University Hospital. She's the person you see if you get an abnormal result in your screening test. So Sinead, I'll start by asking you, the HPV vaccine, it isn't quite where it needs to be. How do we get it up a bit higher, and why did it fall that in the last years?
Thanks very much, Ethna. Absolutely. Ireland's programme for eliminating cervical cancer is based on a 90% HPV vaccination rate, a 70% screening rate, and a 90% rate of treatment for those with pre-cancer or cancer changes at the cervix. And we're sitting at about 84%, which is good, but it's not where we need to be in order to eliminate cervical cancer by 2040. Unfortunately, there can be a lot of misinformation out there about vaccines and the safety of vaccines. HPV is a very safe vaccine. It's been given to millions of girls and now boys worldwide. Ireland was late coming to HPV vaccination in 2010. So it's a very, very safe vaccine. And I would urge parents, and indeed the boys and girls, the 12 and 13 year olds in first year who are getting vaccinated, to look up reputable sources of information. Go to sites like HPV hpv.ie, like the Irish Cancer Society, like the HSE, or even the Immunisation Office, to get good quality evidence as to the safety of this vaccine. Because I'm with Lynn and Amy, why wouldn't you get it? This is a vaccine that you get at age 12 to 13 that would prevent 9 out of 10 cancers of the cervix.
So you said there we began our programme in 2010. Ireland has a plan to eradicate this form of cancer by 2040. What would that look like and how do we get there?
We get there with this 90-70-90% plan. So at the moment, 97% of our women have access to treatment and take up treatment for precancerous lesions or indeed cancer of the cervix. So that's fantastic. That goal is 90%. 70% of women must have at least 2 screenings before the age of 65, and we're at 73%, so that's really good. We're on track for that. The one we're not on track for, as I say, is the vaccination rate. We need a 90% vaccination rate, and we're sitting at 84%. So we would really encourage parents who are getting that letter home from school in and around this time of year to sign the consent form and get their children vaccinated.
Since 2010, we've had, obviously the vaccine has been in place, we've had the screenings, and you've been working in this field for all of that time. What have you noticed throughout your career in terms of the changes? Is it coming through in the patients you see?
Absolutely, 100%. I started in colposcopy, which is where you come when you get an abnormal result. I started in colposcopy in 2005. And now in 2025, we're looking at even the pre-cancer changes. So those early changes in 25-year-olds, they're down by 60%. So these are the changes before you ever get cancer.
My apologies, Sinead. We're out of time there. Thanks, Karen. And back to you in studio.
Ethna Dodd reporting on the HPV vaccine. Thank you for all of that.